Welcome to episode 27 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show today. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be hard to top last week's, but I think we might be able to do it.
I hope
so. But that's all depending on you, Tim.
What? No. This is your deal. The podcast is all you, buddy. So.
Is it really? Do you really see that that way?
I see it as more than 50% you.
Well, I guess...
You get excited about the podcast.
As far as production goes, yeah, I definitely... You know, I have to spend the time editing it and editing
Well, you spend time editing it, you kind of run things along, and I think you're more excited about it. Not that I don't like doing it, but I know you really enjoy it.
But I think you who may not be excited or might even loathe doing it. It helps make a nice contrast during the show for people.
Yes.
Anyway, we're already off subject.
I don't loathe it, but I see what you're saying.
All right, but first, trivia for you. We did not have a winner from last week for this song, so we'll just have to leave it open for another week. Go to the contest section and take an in-depth listen to the whole song and see if you can figure it out. So, as such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin. So, I guess that'll take us to our topic of the week. And Mario Kart Wii just came out.
Yes,
and
it did.
I have had the chance to play it, and you have had the chance to play it, correct?
Yes, although I didn't have time to buy it today. But a friend did pre-order it and pick it up, and I was at his place today for a couple hours, and I played about five or six races, so I got a feel for it. I can't really give too much of an opinion, but more of a first impressions, you know. So you're going to say that it wasn't as good as Brawl.
Okay, well, that's obvious. I'm talking...
Okay, I think you're going to complain about the graphics and the frame rate online. I think you're going to think the wheel was okay. Maybe just about what you thought it would be, but not as precise as a normal analog stick. I would say that you're going to just not feel that the production value... You're just going to feel the effort wasn't put in that could have been.
Yeah, I'd say you got the majority of those right, actually. Totally. Yeah, actually, I really enjoyed the Wii Wheel. Because I was like, well, I'm going to start with the Wii Wheel. And I started playing with it, and I was like, this is kind of fun. It's like I'm at like an arcade. You know, it's like that's what driving is. You know, you hold a freaking steering wheel and you turn it. So I don't really see like the joystick as like, oh, well, only real hardcore gamers use a joystick. Because it's like... Mm-hmm. A joystick is just simulating turning left and right. It's like all that we had instead of a wheel at the time. So it's nice to actually have a wheel to mess around with. And like, I don't know how precise it is exactly, but I get around just fine, and I pull out first places all the time, clearly. And and it's a lot of fun for me. And I don't know if I'd have as much fun with just the analog stick. So I'm enjoying the wheel right now, and I'm using it on like the automatic mode where you don't have to worry about power steering. I tried that once, and the button layout was kind of different, and I was messing up a lot, so I'm like, I'm going to stick with automatic for now. But before we get into some more things of my opinion, I might as well take some guesses about your opinion.
Sure.
I'm going to think you had a lot of fun. It wasn't anything special to you. It just seemed like another Mario Kart game. which isn't necessarily a bad thing. You thought the graphics were kind of lame, but you really didn't mind. And as for the steering wheel, I'm gonna say I'm gonna say that it was better than you expected, and you'll definitely be more interested in trying out more of it when you get the game yourself.
Yeah, you're not too far off, I'd say. The graphics didn't bother me, although when I saw it played online, it was just too choppy. I was
now. Did you do like two player online?
Yeah, well, yes, but
because see, I've only done one player online, and I didn't notice any difference.
Okay, so maybe it's just the two player in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The steering wheel was it controlled better than I thought, but I did have a big issue with the power sliding, and that is the turning is just so sharp, and that's not the steering wheel. That's just no matter how you control it. Like,
well,
I think
it might depend on what cart you're using, because in this game you can use like carts, motorcycles, and cars, essentially. And
right.
I've tried some different control, and like I'll try different characters in different carts, and sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can't turn at all with this meth, like with this combination, I can't drive like this. This is ridiculous.
Right.
So it's possible.
Yeah.
Did you stick with like the same person and same cart every time, or?
Well, I did stick with Mario the whole time, but I switched around bikes and cars and stuff,
okay.
And I was really like, I'm really used to the DS version. I played that a lot, and the power sliding that, you know, I had that down pat, and I could not. I mean, every turn was like a 90 degree angle. I'm like, I used to power slide on even sloping turns, you know, and you kind of just drift around the corner, get a little boost.
Right.
But here it was like, unless you were, you know, in Delfino Plaza doing a sharp turn around a building, like, forget the drifting, you know.
And I think anytime I read opinions about people who suggest to me, you know, like, hey, don't use the wheel, use this combination, don't do this, like, trust us, this is the best. It's like, it's all opinion. Like, and people are going to love the wheel. Some people are going to hate the wheel. It's like, you're never going to be able to just have like a, you know, unless there's something just totally flawed with one of the control schemes, it's like, you're never going to have an absolute winner, essentially. It's just get in there and try them all yourself and figure out which one you like best.
Yeah. I think my biggest problem with the game was the whole parody issue, where there were times when I was doing very well and I'd be in first place, and then within inches of the finish line I'd get hit with like 10 different things, and just got, you know, 10 seconds later I still hadn't crossed the finish line, and then I got like 8th place, you know.
Oh, it is rather depressing sometimes. I've had those things happen where I'll get hit, and then like everyone will drive by and hit me as they're driving by, so I have like 9 people fly by me, and I get bumped from each person, and I just never move forward until they're all past me. It's like, are you serious?
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
Oh, totally. And I was really surprised at how hard the rubber banding really is, because I was like, I would get put in like dead last. What is it, 12th, I think? And then
yeah,
like 12th. I'd get like a golden mushroom, and I'd be at first place within like 5 seconds. It's just like, oh. And like, I'd look at my, whoa, am I in first already? Like, that's crazy. I mean, I was happy to have been there, but I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
like, it should take me at least 2 items to get to the front if I was in the back, you know, not just 1.
When you kind of take all the skill out of the game, you know, then it becomes Mario Party. And
spin
that's
the wheel. Spin.
<That's...
laughs> that was the best, like the most hated thing in Mario Party for me. Like, spin the wheel and we'll determine people ran. Okay, Ray and Tim. Okay, oh, we're gonna be switching stars, but from who? Oh, Ray gives all his stars to Tim. That's what I was like, just a roll the dice for the entire thing. I was like, are you serious? So it's.
But see, at least with Mario Party, that's, you know that going in. This is a board game where, you know, it's just
no,
all
you
chance.
Don't know that going in. I would, because
well,
I think with a board game, it's not about chance completely. It's like with normal board games, you know, you have to earn your victory. You know,
yeah,
you
to
have
some
to
extent,
make the progress,
yes.
And you can get slowed down, or you might have some upsets, but not like, okay, in Monopoly, okay, now Ray and Tim, you guys switch all your money.
Yeah, well, yeah, it depends on the board game, but. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but if you've ever played a Mario Party game before, you know what you're getting into.
Well, yeah, I mean, with experience, yeah.
I feel like with this particular Mario Kart game, they went way beyond what they've ever done as far as trying to even things up, you know?
Yeah, I think I know. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
They've progressed, a little each time. You know, I think the first couple Mario Kart games, you don't even really notice that stuff.
Right.
And even DS was okay, but this was just...
You're right about one of my complaints, though. I hate the graphics, man. Oh my gosh. It's... Here, I'm going to put a picture up on the podcast for you guys, and you can take a look at this. But I think, as far as characters go, they are like some of the worst polygon models of some of these Mario characters I've seen in a long time. To the extent where I think they might even be on par or slightly worse than with Double Dash, which was 5 years ago, by the way. So here's a picture of, I think, the worst one, which is King Bowser.
I would not have guessed that came from Mario Kart Wii.
Isn't that bad?
It's really bad.
Because I played as Bowser.
What is his nose is a triangle.
It's so low polygon, too. And it's like...
No, that's one polygon.
I'm just like, are you guys serious? Like, you can't... With all your power, you can't possibly make these characters any more realistic or just have any kind of flair. It's like, that's really sad. And what really irks me is, like, the game suffers from what I consider Sonic Heroes lighting, which is, we're going to put a big shine on every single character, regardless if they should be shiny or not. So, like, DK and Bowser are, like, super shiny when light is reflected off of them. But it's like, DK has fur, and he's not like this glossy plastic character, you know? He's a monkey. Look in the corner of the podcast again. I have another picture up of a comparison between Mario from Double Dash and Mario from the Wii version, as best as I could do. And I'm pretty sure they are the same polygon count, except the Wii one just has that shiny lighting attached to it. And, like, you know, Double Dash looked fine back in the day. I really enjoyed the graphics of Double Dash. And so to have the same thing now, it's like, just doesn't cut it. Especially after coming from Brawl. Like, that's really going to hurt. And to be honest, I'm surprised more people aren't ripping on the game for the graphics. Because I think people should be. Because it's 2008 Wii, which is supposed to be 2.5 GameCubes or whatever, right? And...
Duct taped together.
And it can't even hardly pull off Double Dash. You know, 5 years old. It's like, what happened to the Ferrari under the hood, right? It's and what bugs me is everyone kind of just puts a pass on the graphics. Here's what really blows my mind, okay? In IGN's review, they gave the graphics an 8.0. and said, not mind-blowing, but charming and polished. True 16x9 is met with 480p. Some decent effects. Nice model work. Mixed offerings and track design and nice retro worlds. Runs at 60 frames per second. So, guess what they gave the graphics for Brawl?
Oh, no. An 8.0?
8.5. Only a half step up from Mario Kart. But listen to this. Looks like an enhanced version of Melee. Improved character models and backgrounds. Everything runs in 480p, 16x9, at 60 frames. Even so, the graphics definitely lack detail in areas. I'm like, I'm sorry, but if there's one thing Brawl is not lacking, it's detail. Like, that's like exactly what Brawl is like the most ridiculous amount of detail you could possibly ask for on pretty much every level, but just Pokemon themselves. And it's like, oh my gosh. So I've put together a few comparison graphics for you guys to look at of comparisons between Melee and Smash Brothers to show how just painfully obvious it is that it's not just a step up from Melee, like an enhanced version of Melee. That's what Mario Kart Wii is, okay? I think Mario Kart Wii graphics are just god-awful at this point, but so it bugs me that no one seems to really point this out. It's just... I will say 1UP did say, imagine GameCube's Double Dash with better lighting. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much spot on right there. So, it wasn't deserving enough of the Black Doom Award, but yeah, here's an image of Link and an image of Zelda as well. Just ridiculous. Well, anyway, we're running along on this. We're going to move on to comic talk. And, boy, Birdo and Q-Bert sitting in a tree. You know, here's the story behind this comic. Originally, the whole comic was going to be just the last panel that you see now. And that's what I had done up. I was kind of halfway through that panel, and I'm like, how's that look? And we're like, yeah, it looks nice, you know. But you were kind of like, well, why is Q-Bert running away from Birdo, though?
I'm right, like, there could be a thousand reasons.
I'm like, well, first of all, Birdo's a freak, you know. but, yeah, it was, and then we just got to talking, and we're joking about, like, just them kissing and making an egg, and we kind of realized, like, you know what, that needs to be in the comic, too. That would be really funny if we had that. And I'm like, yeah, right. It'll just be a couple more panels. And so I started working on it, and then I'm like, oh, there's these really key moments I need to have with different looks and expressions and reactions to each moment. And yeah, it ended up being 7 panels, so it was a pretty long last day for me there.
But I think it was well worth it. I mean, it's one of my favorites for sure. And especially there have been times when I've thought about a comic and I'm like, okay, it'd be great if, you know, we had this pause or this, you know, this look or whatever. But it always ended up being like too much, you know?
Right.
And I guess the effect we got in this comic is what I've been looking for a long time, where the pacing is just right, where all the different expressions really, you could look at each panel for a while and be like, that's just so funny. The little beady eyes where they're kind of looking at each other.
Yeah, there's something, there's a little gem within each frame, sort of. Here's a chat transcript between Tim and I. Through Instant Messenger. I'm one that likes to avoid saying words that I really don't need to say, even through Instant Messenger.
and I love shock value, let me just say that.
So here's what Tim says to me, out of nowhere. Think about this. Where do Birdo's eggs come from? ? And I'm like, I would say her mouth. Correct. And where do eggs or babies come from usually? And I'm like, not your mouth. Tim goes, the vagina. I'm like, laugh out loud. So Tim's like, so Birdo's mouth is a... I'm like, okay.
You get the picture by now, right?
He's like, that's kind of gross. I'm like, yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so so because of the amount of traffic we had at the site, we did have kind of a problem occur. This weekend.
Actually, the problem was technically an email bomb, which I don't know. Why would somebody email bomb 2P Start? Like, do they really love Birdo that much?
Back together. They just wanted to reunite. Like, please, Birdo... You know, Q-Bert, don't leave her. Go back. All the emails.
I do tend to get a lot of spam forwarded onto my Gmail account.
Especially with language like that that you're using, just in IM chats. Who knows what email you're sending out.
But I was getting spam, like, I guess it was Friday night, and I was just deleting it. And I'm sure I only see a fraction, like, you know, 0.5% of what usually comes in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so Saturday morning, the site was down, but I was going to my brother's wedding. I wasn't going to worry about it. And I checked later, and it was still down. And so after the wedding, I'm like, hey, Ray, is it been down all day? And sure enough, it had been. And I looked into it when I got home, and it said that, you know, the account was suspended and all this stuff. And so I'm freaking out, and I sent emails to the host and not really hearing back in time. So I'm talking to Ray, like, giving him play-by-play, like, okay, well, no word yet, and there's no phone number to call, and so I was able to log into the main account, because I have a couple different domain names. This is crazy.
This is ridiculous, by the way.
This is really bizarre. And so I go, I log into the main account, I go to, like, host settings or whatever, and it lists some options, and one option was list suspended accounts. I'm like, well, it said that 2P Start was suspended, so let me... let me see if it's in the list. Sure enough, it's there. And I'm like, oh, it says, like, reason unknown at time, like, 10:45 a.m. Like, what happened? And I look to the right, and there's a button that says unsuspend. And I'm like, sure.
You're like, no way. You send me the IM right then, and they're like, there's an unsuspend button. And I was like,
should I
no
push
way.
It?
He's like, there's no way this is going to work.
This must be some admin feature that I don't have control over.
Right.
Take it out of my section, you know? And so I click it, and sure enough,
tpstart.com
is up and running, humming along. I'm like,
I'm pretty sure we just got charged $600 for clicking that somehow.
Right. Do not push this button. So that was a little bizarre, but I did get an email later on saying, oh, we had to suspend the site because you were pulling the entire server down. Because of the email bomb.
Yeah.
Which means it wasn't just us. It was like dozens of websites were going down because of 2P Start.
I guess we could take a day off for those people. Jeez.
I suppose.
Gosh.
So 2P Start is just so popular now that
we just got the emails pouring in, people. We had a lot of suggestion box to look through this time.
Oh, no.
It was all about male enhancement pills, but...
Right. And we won a lot of lotteries this weekend, too. Unfortunately, they were all overseas, so I had to send a lot of credit card information.
Yeah, did they ever get back to you on that, by the way?
No. First, I don't know why. There must be some...
Nothing's fishy there at all. Nothing. Well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Zinker, who says... This one is a Hall of Famer for you guys. It was at that moment when I saw that comment, I was like, sweet. That's where I met, did an imaginary high five with Tim, who wasn't around at all.
No.
Or even knew I even made that motion. I didn't make a motion, actually, I promise. And I was like, yeah,
well,
thank you.
I knew your comment of the week would be some sort of praise showered upon you, because there was a lot of it, and... Well, no, come on, you get credit where credit's due.
Well, not I think. Well, it was our idea, though.
Yeah, no, I know, but I think a lot of it came from just the execution of the artwork, and I mean, there's been times when I thought the idea was good, but we just weren't on the same wavelength, and I'm like, yeah, it's okay, but this one was just awesome. It was way better than I
could imagine. It's gonna be hard to top it, basically. In my opinion, we've had kind of a dry spell of comics. I know during when we had the Strong Bad comic, and you're like, this is one of my favorite ones since such and such. I was like, I have to disagree. I'm not totally into this one. Like, it's good, but I'm not totally there. And so I was really happy to at least get one out finally that I felt very comfortable with that people would enjoy, without any vulgar visuals or gosh.
Well, there was vulgar imaginations going on, though. Well,
that's not my fault.
Well, you drew it. So I think DJ, he's not my comment of the week, but he just he left a comment where I was just like, oh, why'd you have to say that? It was disgusting.
Well, let's not even bother with it then.
I'm not going to mention it, but my comment of the week goes to Andrew. He gets a lot of these.
You gotta avoid it, man. You just gotta look the other way.
I really try to most of the time. In fact, even when his comments are funny, I usually pick somebody else because I don't want to. I don't want people to accuse me of making Andrew up.
And Andrew's just listening, going around like, "Oh, okay, come on, you guys! I go through all this work, like, screw this crap."
Right. Well, this time it was pretty good. It was actually on Wednesday. Tristan had posted a message on our Strong Bad comic, and it was later on in the afternoon. And in all caps, he's like, "When are you posting the next comic?" And so I wrote back, "Very soon, be patient. No one bothered Michelangelo when he was painting the Sistine Chapel." And so I was just being, you know, playing back at him. And then Andrew posted, "I beg to differ," with a link to Wikipedia to an article about people who bothered Michelangelo.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, yeah. And I saw the link. It came through the RSS reader, and I was like, no way. There is not a Wikipedia entry about people who bothered Michelangelo. So he had me for a second, but I'm like, it's just impossible. And so if you click on the link, it does take you to Wikipedia, and the title of the page is People Who Bothered Michelangelo. But the way Wikipedia works is whatever you type at the end of the URL will be like, you know, an article stub or whatever, like, oh, this article needs to be created or something
like
that.
Right.
So he was pretty creative with that.
It's pretty funny.
That little... He had me for a second. I was like, I know Wikipedia has everything on it, but there's no way. So that was a good one. Speaking of Wikipedia, Ray, you know we're on Wikipedia, right?
No way.
Well,
I don't believe you.
Let me show you the URL.
No.
No, we are. But I told you this a long time ago. On the article for Heroes, the TV show, there is a reference under like cultural references to the TV show.
Oh, right, yeah.
There is a link to our comic where we mentioned a couple of heroes. I think Tim mentioned a couple of heroes to Ray about, was it Sonic? It was some Sonic comic we did, but...
Yeah, as usual.
Yeah, I found that pretty interesting. But we don't have our own Tim Harding and Ray Hargraves of Two Piece Start article, so...
I don't know if they know enough about us to actually write it.
I wouldn't think so.
It'd be pretty funny, though. They could really mess crap up.
Be like, hey, I'm not gay. What did they write that for? I don't think... I read somewhere that people were adding a bunch of, like, webcomics to Wikipedia, and a lot of them got deleted because they're just not popular enough, you know?
Mm.
So, I don't think we're there.
Well, you know another thing to look out for?
What's that?
The dreaded Black Doom Award.
Oh, I had a duck.
Nah, look out. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Black Doom.
Oh, Black
just,
Doom.
Just when I think I run out of other people to say, I just...
No, never.
You really don't.
But if you got to the end, then the next Sonic game would come out and they'd have like 8 new cast members... And, you know,
must draw porn of them. I kid. I found that somewhere else. that's not what I meant either. My Black
that's
Doom Award.
That's Ray's other art website.
That's a different webcomic, and it's not really funny. It's very serious. My Black Doom Award goes to IGN, not for the Mario Kart stuff. But for their video review of Grand Theft Auto 4. And,
oh, yes.
And it's not because they gave the game a perfect 10. It's because if you watch the video review, and I have a link to it right here, God, it's so annoying to me. It's like, because the game is going to get a perfect 10, they start out the review with, like, a musical intro, and it's like, IGN presents a worldwide video review premiere. As though somehow the amazing work of art that Grand Theft Auto 4 is somehow rubs off onto the video review as well, and therefore makes IGN like prestigious as they present this wonderful. It's like, dude, if they would have just left out the text that says that stuff, then it would have been just fine. We would have had just kind of a nice musical intro to the game that presents the game really well. But instead, IGN like rubs themselves into it. Really bothersome to me.
I have to disagree, Ray. I gave the review of the review a 10.0, so...
Tim Harding of Two Piece Start presents...
a review of IGN's review of GTA 4. No, I agree. It's kind of silly to try to, you know, make your review as good as the game that you're reviewing.
Right, yeah, it's like...
I don't see them doing video reviews of, like, terrible games and just making the graphics all crappy and the transition and the editing horrible, you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's like, oh, games that aren't very good, we just won't spend any time on the video review. But, you know, when a game's really good, then we'll go all out and we'll just really It's like, give us just a fair, honest review every time. That's all I want. I just want some video and some commentary about it. I don't need it to be... Gosh. Anyway, what's your Black Doom reward?
Well, my Black Doom reward goes to... this is going to be tough. Well, all I have to say is Reggie's right. This is not your father's Mario Kart.
Oh.
Again, I have only played very little, and I kind of insulted Ray last week.
It's because it has less than 25 characters.
Yeah, for the whole, like, you know, giving a Black Doom award to Mario Kart. But I already mentioned it, but I'm really not into the rubber banding thing. I think they went too far, and I may retract it some later time. But what I played, I was not happy, and I guess I have some hope that, Ray, you had a lot of fun playing today.
Yeah, I played for a number of hours, actually. I got probably too much time into it. But nothing to compare it to my time with Brawl. Yeah, I've got a lot of time with it, and we'll just call this a temporary Black Doom Award. A pending. It's pending.
It is pending. We'll see we'll see where it takes us. But I just fear that the next Zelda title is going to be, like, a casual game or something like that, where they... You know, I don't know. You can't die.
I don't think so.
No, you know what I'm saying, though? Is like
no,
Mario Kart.
Not for the consoles. I mean, they already kind of did it with the DS in a way. I really don't see them doing that. I'm sorry.
I'm joking, but I just don't like the direction they've taken Mario Kart, and I just hope that they don't try to make everything or too many of their franchises, you know, casual friendly. I'm afraid of Baseball.
I don't know. I think they pick and choose which games they want to do it to. And I think we have a good variety at this point. I think there's something for everybody, essentially. I mean, Metroid Prime 3 was by no means like a dumbed down, you know, Metroid game. It's like, it was very much an awesome Metroid game and everyone liked
but,
it.
But Metroid's always been that way.
Well, has Mario Kart always been that? Been you know,
Mario Kart has always been a little more hardcore, I'd say.
No.
Yeah, I think
not
it's more competitive.
What? Well, sure, any game that you compete against people, you're going to be competitive. Mario Party
was pretty
competitive.
You can't be, like, okay. I think they've seriously tweaked the formula for Mario Kart. And I'm not talking about, like, adding bikes and stuff like that. You know, you do want changes as the
balance. They've messed with the balance.
It's the balance, yeah. And it would be like taking a Metroid game and you know, Metroid Prime 1 and 2 on the GameCube were just really difficult games, and there was all this, you know, hunting for your weapons and this and that. And in Metroid Prime 3, they just... give you a map to shows you where everything is, and
there's like an audio walkthrough while you're playing. Turn left
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like that would be cheapening the experience for people who've already enjoyed previous.
But see, that's my
Again,
point though. Is they didn't do that. That's a game where they chose not to change it too much, and I think that's kind of my point. Is that they're just choosing which games they want to do it for, because some games are going to be bridge games, some games are going to be casual, some are hardcore. And, you know, with stuff like Wii Fit, it's definitely for, you know, the casual gamer. But, I mean, I know we're going to probably get some nice new Wii games soon, and they're not all going to be casual. They're going to be a mix, and some of them are going to be hardcore.
Well, I'm...
It's just
I'm
that
not...
as a gamer, we always want it to be a certain way for us. That will do it for this edition of 2-Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Tell me this. With Mario Baseball, you admit that getting all the star characters was near impossible, right?
Well, that's just because it was so ridiculous. Like,
so, but you don't think they're gonna repeat that, do you?
It was so much based on chance. Like, I would hope that they don't do some of those things.
Kind of like Brawl, right?
What thing? What are you talking about?
Like with the stickers?
Oh, well, that's one of those things where it's like, well, just from playing over time, you'll collect them. You know, but when you actually have requirements,
that's the same with Mario Baseball.
No, because you have such a specific thing you have to do to earn this award. It's like you have to hit a home run that bounces off. You know, it's like what? There was something. It's like, oh, you have to hit like a grand slam as Peach when you're against Bowser on the hardest difficulty. It's like, how do you even like go about doing that on your own? Like, it's like stickers. It's like, hey, if you grab a sticker, it might be the one that you want. You know, like that's a little bit more convenient.
I'd rather know what the requirement is. So
yeah, grab as many stickers as you can. That's the requirement.
No, if I want a specific sticker, what do I have to do?
You just—it's not meant to be specific. Each sticker has its own set level. I'm
so
serious.
You'd rather make star characters be like totally random, like
no, not star
hey,
characters.
Someday it'll be a star character. We just won't tell you when.
Just keep playing. Eventually, we'll unlock it for you. I would hope that they would just make the conditions not so ridiculous and something that you can actually strive for that doesn't require so much luck, essentially.
Well, I wasn't lucky when I got all my star
characters. Oh, yeah. You want to tell me nothing was luck involved for the star character stuff?
The only stuff that's luck involved, I think, is the first ones you don't even realize you're doing. The easiest ones. The ones that are really specific, you got to set that up. I mean, you got to put, you know, Yoshi at shortstop to be able to bobble a catch and then catch it with your tongue or whatever, you know? All the ridiculous stuff. I admit it was pretty insane, but it was rewarding when you did one of those impossible ones.
I just jumped off
the wall and saved that home run and with this particular character. You know?
I still could not believe you got all those, man. Like, that still blows my mind. I'm never gonna be able to live that down. I'm gonna have to like pull that game out and do it all on my own sometime just to prove I'm still a nerd.
You ought to. But the problem was, you know, I just didn't have any. By the time I had done all that, nobody would play me in that game, and so.
Yeah, I did, and I won. How'd that feel?
Well, yeah, because I hadn't played it in like 2 years.
And I but, had? Well, maybe a year. I think I might have had like a year off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just did not. I tried playing my brother, and he loves baseball games, but he's like, screw this, I'm not playing you at this game. You got all the star characters. I'm not even going to bother.
You're supposed to give him all the star characters.
Yeah, well.
All right, we've run way too long here.
Yes, we have.